on the emotional scale. I would like your insight to this, because I feel like strictly like I'm an observer to this, and I would like to hear what you have to say.
The most important thing, we're going to lay a little basis here for you so that you can really hear this. It's a wonderful question.
Okay.
First, we want to say that everything that everyone is living is a vibrational match to what they're offering. No exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like they're living what they're living because that's where they are on the vibrational scale.
Mm-hmm.
But where it gets a little tricky is you have to understand, as we said earlier, that everyone has their own emotional scale. Everyone has their own river. Everyone is being called toward their own vibrational escrow. So what may appear to be a upstream life for you to observe them, let's say they're living in an underdeveloped country and there's poverty surrounding them and unpleasantries of all things that you would not choose. While from where you stand in your lifestyle, all of that looks really upstream to you, it could be very downstream to them. Now, let's take that a little further. We will come back and answer the specifics of your wonderful question even more, but let's take this upstream, downstream thing even more fully. Think about you as source energy making the decision to come forth into this time-space reality. We want to say to you that no matter what place you are coming into from your source energy point of view, it all appears downstream from your source energy vantage point, because from your source energy vantage point, you see opportunity in all of the contrast, you see life expansion in all of the contrast, you see new ideas born out of it. In other words, when you know that you are worthy and you know that you are a creator, you're not nitpicking over the details of where you were born, because you're looking for life and the potential of joy, not a comfortably feathered nest. Esther teases and says, "I'm sure I didn't get to choose where I was to be born, or I would have been born in Malibu." The weather is really nice there, and nothing else measures up to it as far as Esther can see. And we want you to understand that you were choosing from this broad platform of understanding who you really are. And you want opportunities to have new ideas explode within you. So when you understand that from a non-physical vantage point, you might very well be exhilarated about a very contrasting experience because you want to hit the ground running. You know that the contrast will cause a lot of preferences to be born in this body from this point of view early on in your life and get you off and running really fast. And as a powerful creator, you would much rather have energy moving fast than you would. In other words, you'd much rather be on a fast-moving river where you are managing your position in the river than you would in a stagnant pond where nothing is going on. That's just how you feel as source energy. So then, now let's get back to your question. So you're questioning how celebrities or whoever is putting money into improving the lifestyle of people, and are they maybe stepping on the creative toes of those people? Maybe they chose that environment because that was the environment that they were looking for. And we want you to understand that no matter, Even the money that the celebrity is contributing is being summoned by the vibrational escrow of those people who are living there. In other words, you just don't need to worry about it. A celebrity could give all of the money in the world to an environment or to an individual, and unless that community or individual is vibrationally up to speed with what is being given, they won't be able to receive it anyway. Haven't you noticed that? Isn't that what's wrong with so many of your welfare systems? That there is an offering that is that your welfare systems are getting completely out of balance because your communities are not contributing willingly. It is being taken from them and reapplied. And so there is a resentment going on so that the people who are having the money taken from them are getting more and more out of alignment with abundance. The people that are having it given to them are out of alignment with it because in many cases they're not asking is being given, or they get into that mode where they're expecting that things will be made better for